You're listening to SBS News.
Hello, I'm Philippa. You might be seeing and hearing a lot about COVID-19 at the moment, on TV and social media, as well as from your friends and family. To help you understand what's going on, we're going to dive into some of your questions about the virus.
How long is coronavirus going to be around for? When can I go back to school?
I want to know, like, a bit more about the vaccinations and stuff. I really want to know when playgrounds will start reopening.
So COVID-19, or COVID for short, has been around for about 18 months. A bit like you, it's grown and changed over that time. While you've grown taller, slightly different versions of the virus have popped up. These mutations or variants of the virus are named after letters in the Greek alphabet. The most common variant in Australia at the moment is Delta. It spreads easily when people cough or sneeze. Bless you. COVID-19 causes an illness like a cold or flu. Lila Ibrahim is a doctor at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital. She's done research on COVID in kids and found lots recover well at home.
Most kids didn't have to go to hospital at all. So what's really important for you, if you know somebody or a friend or somebody in your class who's had COVID, is to be kind to them because they've had some time of not feeling well. And what you can do is ask them how they're feeling now.
Some of the grown-ups you know may have had a COVID-19 vaccination. They stop people getting really sick.
My name is Ali. I'm 8 years old. Vaccinations are important because it teaches some of your blood cells to like fight back at COVID. My mom has had a vaccination and my dad has had one.
Hello, I am Ella and I am 9 years old. What I know about the vaccines is that there's two, AstraZeneca and Pfizer. And yes, I would want one.
While lots of kids have had vaccinations for other illnesses, right now in Australia, children under 12 don't get COVID vaccines.
And that's because we can see that children under 12 years mostly do really well, even if they have COVID. So first, we're going to protect the people who can get really sick with COVID. And they're the adults. So the best thing you can do now is to ask the adults who look after you to get their COVID vaccine so that they won't get sick even if they do get COVID-19.
Scientists are working hard to create a COVID vaccine for kids under 12, and there may be news on this soon. In the meantime, some children are being asked to wear face masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Others are choosing to wear them.
Wearing a mask is a tiny, tiny bit hard to breathe because it's right over your mouth and it makes your face warm.
I've got two. One is I have Avengers one with like all the villains and good guys on it. And another one is Dark Hammer.
Playgrounds are heaps of fun. But in one part of Australia, Victoria, they've been closed because doctors worry the virus could be passed on to the children and grown-ups that go there.
So unfortunately, we have to take a break from playgrounds for now until we know that it is safe. So ask your adult person who looks after you if you can do other things outside besides going to a playground.
Hello, Sam.
Hello.
How you been doing with remote learning?
Okay, I've really struggled with the fractions.
Yeah, me too. I had to have my mum's help for that.
It's a tricky time for kids and adults. Remote learning can be challenging. Some people may feel sad, worried, or even angry.
Whatever you feel, it's okay. What you should be doing if you feel worried is talk to an adult person who you trust And if the adult person's also worried and sad, ask them if you can talk to a doctor or a pediatrician like me. We are always happy to see you.
You can also call Kids Helpline on 1800 55 1800 or go to their website. We don't know how long things will be like this, but eventually life will feel normal. You'll be able to return to the places you love, the activities you enjoy, and see the people who make you smile.
I am looking forward to playing footy again, going out of our 5 kilometre range, and going to see really anyone we love, including Granny.
Just think positive and say to yourself, we will get through this.